The legislature's Health and Human Services Committee heard first from Comptroller Stefan Mihailu, who has used his social media platforms to raise complaints about conditions in county parks. He says earlier this summer, his wife expressed concerns after taking their son to a county park and upon buying a testing kit from a local hardware store, got positive results in the paint that he sampled. He also brushed off suggestions by lawmakers that his mission may perhaps be more politically motivated, with County Executive Mark Poloncar seeking re-election. He says he contacted the health department very shortly after his own tests.
Why are children still allowed to be on playground equipment that tested positive for lead if the problem is so serious that the county is blocking off equipment with yellow caution tape and the fact that it's going to take weeks for employees to go through lead abatement training?
Erie County Parks Commissioner Troy Schinzel says in the county's own test of roughly 180 to 200 pieces of equipment, lead was found in 66 pieces. He explained that the process to remove some equipment will begin after personnel are trained in lead abatement. That is scheduled to begin on Friday. He also spoke of efforts to preserve so-called legacy pieces, such as the Cinderella Pumpkin Coach at Akron Falls.
Our master plan has called for and will call for basically looking at some of these older pieces and removing, but it also makes mention to our history. And obviously the history of Western New York and Erie County is such where those pieces mean a lot.
For such pieces, the county will apply a special coating that traps lead dust, which will then be covered by new paint. Mihailu quoted Health Commissioner Gail Burstein that no level of lead is safe for kids, but Burstein, in her own testimony, says while they want to ensure safe playground equipment, the biggest risk for child lead exposure is not on playgrounds, but in their own homes. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.